Then Warlord Rigu Felis stood framed in the doorway. The wildcat's face had been covered when they brought him in, but it was now plain to view in all its hideousness. The black and grey striped fur was normal from ears to eyes, but below that it was red, glistening flesh and bone. The whole muzzle, nose and upper lip had been torn off. Half of the warlord's face was a frightful mask, a spitting, bubbling skeleton, as he continually sucked air to breathe. His blazing eyes raked them.
Why are you staring so? Is it not a pretty sight?
Storming back into the chamber, he slammed the door. They heard him clattering and rattling amid armour, ranting to himself.
Two useless sons who couldn't kill a bird. A single bird. Ha! And the bird flew off. It could not stand and do battle with me. Birds will die. All birds on Green Isle shall be slain. Then every beast will know that I cannot die, for I am Rigu Felis.
Outside, Lady Kaltag beckoned to her sons as she descended the stairs.
We will not tarry here whilst your father is in such wrath. At Tunra, you will stay and await his orders.
The Pine Marten bowed briefly.
As ye wish, my lady.
The afternoon was waning by the time the wildcat emerged from his chamber. He faced his aide.
So, Atun Ra, what do you think?
The Pine Marten stared at him, knowing she would die if she did not reply favourably. Rigu Felis had altered one of his war helmets to cover the injuries to his face. He had wrenched a visor from the headpiece and fixed a square of chain mesh to its lower part. It hid the wounds, but made him look even more sinister. Now his breath whistled and hissed through the rings of chain mail, and they parted slightly, revealing his naked fangs. Moreover, he kept pushing his tongue through the mask to facilitate his breathing. Atun Ra nodded solemnly.
It gives you an air of mystery, Lord.
The wildcat raised his single-bladed war axe.
Gather my catguards. Tell them to take bows and quivers of arrows. My command is that they kill every bird in the skies. Large or small, we will feast on their flesh. Destroy the birds. Slay them all.
He strode to the alcove window. Leaning out, he bellowed.
Death to all birds! Death! Death!
On the lake below, two otter slaves heard the din from the tower window. Looking up, they beheld the wildcat, recognisable, even with his face masked. One of the otters shook his head sadly.
"'Twas a mistake you made, saying Felis was dead. That villain will never die. Do you not hear him?"
The other otter began hauling in his nets.
"Aye, sure, he'll only get wickeder by the day. Worse luck for us. You know the trouble with us, mate? We're weak. It takes a beast like Letho Shellhound to defy that Rigu Felis and his scurvy cats. Aye, Letho's the book, oh, sure enough."
Hulki, the elder of the two otters, rounded on his companion.
"Keep your voice down. You know what'll happen if you're in court even mentioning that name. You'll end up being slung into deep loch with a stone tied to your neck to be eaten by Strothanog. Now get rowing for shore. Can't you see Wheelmark's scout waiting on our catch?